Hi you, and welcome to the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show. I'm your host, Stephanie Smulders, and in this show, we will have a combination of solo episodes from me personally with my tips, my advice as an online business and marketing coach, and I interview the most exciting mission-driven entrepreneurs and ask them all their secrets and all their tips, and we dive into their personal life as an entrepreneur as well. I cannot wait to show you and to let you listen in on all these conversations. So let's dive right in. Hi, and welcome to a new episode of the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show. I'm your host, Stephanie Smulders, and in today's episode, I'm going to talk about overcoming imposter syndrome in 3 easy steps. And this is by far the most requested episode topic I've ever had. And I specifically did a course on imposter syndrome because I was seeing that a lot of my clients came with symptoms that are related to imposter syndrome, and I wanted to make sure that I was equipped enough to work with them, help them, have the right tools, have the right action steps in order for people who are suffering from imposter syndrome to help them deal with it. Because honestly, a lot of people have this syndrome. It's not really a syndrome. It's a term that is coined years and years ago. And let's just start with me explaining what imposter syndrome is, because you might have not heard from this and you're like, what is this girl talking about? I'm not an imposter, or maybe this is me and I should listen to this episode. Probably you clicked on this episode because something triggered you to listen to this. So know that this is a safe space for you. I am here for you. If you want to talk after listening to this episode, feel free to message me anywhere or to email me. I'm here for you because I know that this might not be something easy to talk about. So what is imposter syndrome? And to first start off, around 70% of people have ever felt like an imposter or like a fraud, especially people who have a leadership position. And since most of us who are listening have their own business, you are a leader, you are the CEO of your company. So it is very normal if sometimes you feel like a fraud or that you are doing something and you're not sure if this is really the way to do things. And imposter syndrome is also known as the imposter phenomenon, and it involves feelings such as feeling like a fraud and that you might get exposed, that you don't deserve your success, that you don't have the skills or talents necessary to succeed, that other people have it all together, and that your achievements and your wins are due to luck. If you've experienced any of these things, then there might be a feeling of imposter syndrome working against you, basically. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about the 6 core elements of imposter syndrome, the 6 symptoms when you do suffer from imposter syndrome, and I'm going to give you 3 tips that you can do after listening to this episode. They're not difficult. They're something that I know for sure have worked on me, on clients. So keep listening until the end if you really want to get a handle on your imposter syndrome. And imposter syndrome in general really tends to work in a cycle as it goes and it comes. It comes and it goes, and it has this kind of, sometimes it's stronger than other days. And most of the time, people are really more inclined to conceal rather than to reveal. And often it starts with a new task, a new service, a new level in your business, as people get more anxious and they procrastinate or they overwork or they get these feelings of like, how did this happen? I have no clue how my business got to this level. Like, this is all, I'm so lucky with all of this. And when we get positive feedback, we often attribute this not to us, but to factors such as luck or preparation or circumstances. And it's that often for me is a telltale sign that imposter syndrome is working in your environment. So because we keep on reinforcing, it was because of my really hard work, it was because I'm so lucky, it was because of my parents, it was because of I met the right people at the right time, and these kind of things keep fueling this imposter syndrome. And you'll see that there are a lot of symptoms that come up when you're not dealing with these feelings, when you're concealing them and not really revealing them. So really the three core elements of imposter syndrome are: one, a belief that you are fooling others, that you are not worthy. Two, a fear of being exposed, that people will find out that you are not as good as you claim to be. And three, an inability to attribute your own achievements to internal qualities, such as your intellect, such as your skills, just as your ability. You'll often put it on things outside of yourself. And if right now you're like nodding while you're listening to me, then the next step with the six symptoms is important for you to listen to. And if you have pen and paper close by, or if you want to listen to this again and write down what kind of symptoms come up for you, or that feel like, oh, this is something that is happening for me, make a note somewhere. Create the awareness that this is part of the imposter syndrome. This is not per se a part of you, and it doesn't have to become a part of your personality and of who you are. There are ways that you can handle this, that you can deal with this. And you know, like I said in the beginning, I'm here for you. You're not alone in this. But the six main symptoms that are often experienced because of imposter syndrome, and that are often a result of imposter syndrome, are perfectionism. So this is really the tendency to believe that anything short of perfection is unacceptable. It sets really unrealistic and demanding goals. You really want to set yourself up for failure, and any little mistake that you make, you see as a big, big failure, and it's a sign that you are unworthy, that you're not good enough, that you shouldn't be doing this. And perfectionists have really a difficulty in recognizing success because they always focus on the gap between the achievable goals and the unachievable perfectionism. And if you're an entrepreneur, sorry, I have to break it to you, but perfectionism is not really helpful in your business and if you want to move fast and make decisions and do things. Perfectionism is not something that's bad. It's not good. It's not bad. But this is definitely a symptom of imposter syndrome. So if you have this coming up in your business, maybe not always, but in certain cycles, be aware that this could be something more and deeper than just perfectionism. The second symptom is overworking. And this is about working too hard, too much, too long. And the motivation to achieve comes at a really high cost of working much harder than is necessary. This is often driven by the first symptom, perfectionism, and the fear of being discovered that you're a fraud. So you put in the work, you put even more work. When you create a presentation, instead of making it and it's a good one, you spend 5 hours extra just because you can. Like, this is also often coupled with the belief like success only comes when I work hard, money only comes when I work hard, working hard is equal to me growing my business. But it doesn't have to be. Success can also be easy, and you can also make money while not working, if you have automations and things set up in your business. So if you have the tendency to overwork, that could be a symptom of imposter syndrome. The third one is definitely, I've seen this so much, the fear of failure. And it is this common fear that we really are afraid to make mistakes. And that we actually don't do things because we are afraid of doing them wrong, are not good enough. And this really leads to you not doing things in your business and avoiding new challenges and not going out of your comfort zone because you are so afraid that you might do something wrong. You are so afraid that there is another way and that your way is not the correct way. So the fear of failure often is coupled with you looking at others and copy-pasting what they are doing because it is quote-unquote a proven method. So if they do it that way, I have to do it that way. Otherwise, it's not good. So that fear of failure is definitely something to look at as well. Then the next one is disregarding any praise or compliments. And this is because those with imposter syndrome really attribute their success to external factors. And they have really a difficulty with accepting compliments because they feel they don't deserve them. And this could be something as little as, wow, I love your website. Or wow, your content was so inspiring. And they cannot say, oh, thank you. They'll make an excuse. They come up with something else or they flip whatever their conversation is about. They'll go into another topic. Or another one is giving back praise because they said something, they said a compliment to me, so I have to give a compliment back. Otherwise, I'm not a nice person. No, you can accept compliments without giving other people compliments as well. If someone says, whoa, you're awesome, say thank you. Accept it, embrace it, celebrate it, have a party. That's how you accept praise. But if this is something that for you, you're like, uh-oh, this is something that I do, we can work on that. The next symptom is discounting any achievements. And that is really, if you work in a team, if you work for a boss, if you have a mentor, for example, you emphasize other people's contributions first and drawing the attention to your mistakes rather than owning the things that you're good. So for example, you work with a coach and that coach, you attribute all your success to that person. No, you are doing the work, you are showing up, you're implementing. That coach is a factor, but it's not the only thing that's driving your success, that's driving your business, that's fueling your passion. You're a very big part of your achievements and of your wins, and owning that, accepting that, seeing that is a part of growing as an entrepreneur and growing out of that imposter syndrome. And then really the last big symptom of imposter syndrome is the fear of success. And why is that? Is because you fear that success will lead to rejection. Imposters are often so frightened that their success may lead to higher demands, greater expectation from people around them, even a more higher bar to jump from, even more stress, even more perfectionism. So they tend to not do certain things. They tend to shy away from certain success or from certain steps because this is often unconsciously. They are afraid of the light. They are afraid of how powerful their business can be and how powerful they can be. So if you're now nodding, I know, I feel you. I have symptoms like this as well. Me not accepting compliments was a really big deal that I had to work around because people would say like, whoa, you have, for example, you have so, it's still something that I'm working on, you have so many followers on Instagram. And I would say, yeah, but it's because I have another website, I have Tourist Exclusive, and that's because people come from there, and I don't run Tourist Exclusive by myself, blah, blah, blah. So I was like disregarding my own quote-unquote success, and now I'm doing it because I said quote-unquote success, so awareness moment for myself that it's still not something that I fully accept and that I constantly am working on by accepting compliments, by internalizing my success, by celebrating my wins. And that's something that I'm going to talk about later as well. But Rather than embracing that recognition and praise, imposters often focus more on their mistakes, their failures, and their flaws, but also the things that they don't have yet. I don't have a funnel yet, so I don't have this amount of clients, so I'm not successful. I don't have because. So that is often something that I see with my clients, that that is happening, and that that imposter syndrome is coming up in one way or another. And the repetitions of this cycle really keep reinforcing anxiety and can lead to emotional exhaustion, loss of motivation, even burnout. I've seen it with entrepreneurs in any industry, in any class, in any amount of revenue. I've seen this happen, that people lose their spark, they lose their motivation, they lose their why, because imposter syndrome cycles keep being repeated, keep getting stronger, and they don't act on it. So that's why in this episode, I want to give you 3 easy steps to start overcoming your imposter syndrome. And the first step really is to recognize and celebrate your success and your wins. And my question to you is, what do you do to recognize and celebrate your successes right now? If you can't come up with a super clear answer, then there's work to do. And this is one of the things, one of the main things I focus on with clients. It's celebrating your wins and your successes, your the things that you can measure and the things you cannot measure, your new clients, but also your insights. Both those things are important to recognize, to acknowledge, and to celebrate. And what you can do from now on is have a list somewhere in a notebook where you write down all your wins, all your successes, and create a little success ritual. Like, for example, with my clients, in group programs and one-on-one, every Friday is Success Friday. And I ask them to send me a list of at least 3 tangible and 3 non-tangible goals, wins, successes that they achieved that week or that they felt that week. And for some clients, this is really hard in the beginning because they have no clue what their win is or what their insight was. But the more you do this, the easier it becomes, and the more successes you'll see and experience as well. If this is something that you already do and it's still not 100% sinking in because you're doing this from, oh, because I have to do this, so I'll do this, you can try writing about the success from the perspective of what would have happened if you wouldn't have been leading your business, your next venture, this presentation. Sometimes thinking about it from this angle can help you identify the things that you actually do and focus not only on your actions, but also on the how. For example, you might have invited others, you might have reached out to a few people, you might have supported, you might have had really good communication that week, you might have resolved some issues. And once you have that angle written down, so what would have happened if you wouldn't have been leading your business, if you wouldn't have implemented that service, if you wouldn't have started that program, then you can see, oh, there are so many things that I'm doing because I'm an entrepreneur, because I have a mission, because I launched this program. Once you have that, now look at this list objectively as if you were reading it about someone else. If you were reading this about your biz bestie, what would you say to her when you would read all these things? What kind of compliments would you give? What kind of encouragement would you give? Write that down as if you are saying this to someone else. And this way, you can start internalizing it for yourself. If that's difficult, you can start seeing it from another person's perspective and start owning it as your own. So the first, really seeing, acknowledging, and celebrating your successes and your wins every single week, and if you can, even every single day. Then the Second step you can do to overcome imposter syndrome is identifying where you are overworking and where you are procrastinating. Because this might come as a shock to you, but overworking and procrastinating are best friends. They come hand in hand. They go everywhere together. And let me tell you how. So when the amount of energy and effort devoted to tasks exceeds that required for producing the work, this is called overworking. So you're working too hard and it's really unattainable in the long run, and it's interfering with other priorities. You get stress from overworking that leads to fatigue, that often leads to more sickness. This chronic stress can then lead to lower productivity and lower performance, including in fatigue-related forgetfulness and lapses of concentration. And overworking is really bad for business. And what happens is that you train your brain that every task is hard and takes a long time because, well, you decided it is. You decided that you have to overwork for every little thing, that it has to be perfect, that you have to do more, that it's never enough. So you start training your brain over and over and over again that you have to do more. And you start associating that stress with certain tasks. Hence, you procrastinate on the little things because you fear it will take too long, or you can't do it, or it might not be perfect. And often you'll also procrastinate on tasks that make you feel like a fraud. Who am I to give this presentation? Who am I to create this course? Who am I to do these things? There are already 10 people who are doing this. And because that overworking and that stress lead to procrastination. They go hand in hand. You overwork, you procrastinate. You procrastinate, so then you overwork because you haven't been doing it, so now you have to do more. And they keep fueling itself. And that is not what you want. So let's stop the overworking and procrastination circle. Identify one thing right now you've been avoiding in your business because you felt or feel like a fraud. Maybe you haven't started to show up on Instagram because you feel that you couldn't do it as well as the person who you admire. Or maybe you haven't started creating that presentation for your online course because you don't think you are not a good teacher and there are other better course creators out there. So stop thinking like that. I know it's not as easy as me just saying stop, but write down a list with all the things you have been putting off lately and identify why you are putting them off and schedule in 15 minutes into your calendar with little steps that make you go forward with the things that you have been procrastinating. You don't have to schedule in the whole thing for all the things on your list, okay? You pick one or two things that you are procrastinating on right now, things that are giving you the most anxiety, that giving you the most stress, and just do 15 minutes of work for a few days, and I can promise you, you'll feel so much better. So don't overthink it. Just start doing little things for the things you've been overanalyzing, over procrastinating, overworking on. Do 15 minute little steps and you'll see that it's much easier. You'll feel so much lighter when you're doing this. And the third step to really start overcoming imposter syndrome is to, it's easy, talk about it. Because imposter syndrome drives on isolation, and just talking about it can reduce its impact, as simplistic as this might sound. Because many, many people have experienced it at some point in their life. So verbalizing and sharing that secret fears of yours, that you might be discovered as a fraud, or that you might be an imposter, or that you're maybe not doing the things like you should be doing, This alone can help you with accepting it and not stressing over it. And there are a few things that you can do. You could just confide in a few trusted peers or mentors who are likely to be able to offer some insights into how they have dealt with their own feelings, with their own experiences. Like I said, you can always reach out to me. You can also start by sharing this episode on Instagram stories and tagging me and sharing your biggest insight. This is like the first step for you to open up and know that you are not alone and know that I see you. And the other thing that you can do is just look for opportunities to work with others so that you can have shared goals and achievements and that you can start talking about how you work on certain things, how you handle certain beliefs that come up, how you look at success, how you celebrate. Like a mastermind is a really good way to work together, but also creating a course together with someone else, doing a giveaway with someone else so that you can delegate certain tasks and you're not alone when it comes to stepping out of your comfort zone and talking about imposter feelings. And make sure that you start trusting others in this cycle of you learning how to deal with your imposter syndrome as well. And those are just three easy steps. I could be talking for way longer, but I want you to have some action steps after you listen to this episode and know that, like I said, 70% of people have ever experienced any feelings or any symptoms of imposter syndrome. So it's not just you, it's a lot of us. And because we are leaders, because we are stepping up, because we are unicorns, it's okay that sometimes we feel like an imposter or like a fraud. It's okay. And know that you are enough, that you do your best, that you are here for a reason, and that you are not by yourself. I want to wish you a very, very beautiful day, and we will speak very soon. You have reached the end of another episode of the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show. If you've got any insights from listening to this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared them on Instagram and tag me at stephanie.smolders, or you can leave a review. Your help and support means truly a lot to me. You can find all the links and resources mentioned in this episode in the show notes below, and be sure to visit stephaniesmolders.com to discover the fantastic bonus content. Thank you so much for listening, and I will speak to you very soon.